from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with y'all for rolling on this Thursday morning with the Phils. They got a W. And what we need it was for the Phils to get a W. Good job by the fighting Phils last night. They showed fight. Obviously, Schwarber, the big moment in the game, but far from the only moment, as the Phils had already begun the process of battling back at that point. And obviously, we all hope it's a launch point for the rest of the way this year. Look, we'll talk about that a lot today. Also, a lot on the Eagles. They play tonight. I would guess 97% of people listening know the Eagles have a game tonight. But there's always a chance. I mean, it's a preseason game. Might be a couple sports fans out there amongst us right now listening that did not know the Eagles play today. Well, they do later on tonight in New England. We'll talk about that at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
What's up, bud?
Maine is the only state in the U.S. that has one syllable.
That is surprising. Wow, you got 50 of them and only one go there.
It's crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
Just Maine.
Yeah, that's
and it really is kind of just at the very beginning.
Well, it's up there.
Way at the start.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess it's, is it closest to England and Ireland and all those countries? I don't know.
I don't know that.
I would tend to think so, but I'm not quite sure.
I believe it is.
Okay. You know, Alaska on the other end doesn't wrap all the way around, because Alaska wraps pretty far around.
Alaska is gigantic.
You're very close to, you know, Alaska's
four time zones.
Well, it's
more, maybe.
It is also considered the most northern, eastern, and western.
Yeah.
Because it crosses the whatever that line's called. All right, so the
international date.
Maine is the state closest to Europe.
There you go. All right, so the Phils, they had struggled since Europe, but last night, no. I mean, initially, sure. But matter of fact, we can't go any further. I got to hear it. Seltzer, over-unders today, 8. Do we play the Grand Slam more or less than 8 times today? What's your prediction, James?
Whatever the prediction is, it can't be enough.
It can't be enough.
No.
Let's put one on the board.
Schwarber ahead in the count. It's 2 balls and a strike. As Edward Cabrera kicks and deals in the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, left field. Going back on it is Stowers at the wall. It's gone! And he has turned it around with one swing of the bat. Kyle Schwarber, a grand slam, and the Phillies now lead it 6-5.
You know when you're in a slump, John, and you just know you need something. You've probably been in those kind of slumps, John.
His seventh career grand slam, and Kyle Schwarber knows how to end an ofer. My goodness.
This is great.
If that doesn't jumpstart it, I don't know what will. Wow.
Listen to the crowd. That's good
stuff.
That's
the leader right there.
My arms literally went in the air at the moment it happened.
That's great.
Like, straight in the air.
Yep.
That's the leader. That's a man who knows what this team needs and has the just uncanny ability to get it done. Man, just beautiful, beautiful hands in a pressure-packed situation. And that's what we needed. That's the turning point, isn't it?
Well, look,
and the guy we wanted up. Like, if you could have picked anyone on the roster to be up in that spot, it's Kyle Schwarber.
Look
right
at
now.
You, dogging Harper.
I mean, would you have picked Harper right now? Today, it is what it is. No, Schwarber's been better.
Listen, it's exciting and it's awesome. So we want to hear from you. Obviously, you know, if you're at that game and part of that crowd
too last night. I mean, Schwarber was just incredible, no doubt about it. But hey, Brandon Marsh had a couple of hits last night, guys.
Yeah. You know, Bricey, JT, couple Real doubles.
Muto, they're worried about him.
Yeah, Johan Rojas, some huge at bats.
Yeah, yes, no question. And so it does feel like the offensive approach, not just for Kyle Schwarber, but for the team, we were battling and it felt familiar, not recently familiar, but familiar back before the All-Star break when we knew that no matter how distant it got, no matter how far that thing got away, it usually didn't get away too far because our starting pitching was so good, but we knew we always had a chance. Well, we knew we were in every game. That gaze that our players had last night while they were behind, while they were trailing, they knew they were still in it if they worked those at-bats, which is exactly the way it transpired.
And notable, obviously, that it's a few hours after the Phillies held a team meeting. Now, we can't tell you 1,000% they held a team meeting because no one's saying it on the record. But based on the tea leaves and the reporting, it's like everyone's like, yeah, we think they had a team meeting. We think they had a team meeting. So that's good. I mean, John, that was something at this time yesterday, 6:02. Yesterday, when we were as down in the dumps about the Phils as we had been at any time this year, you called for it.
Wow.
Millions called for it. Not on our show. We didn't field a million phone calls. But I think if we had polled, you know, the 10 million Philadelphia sports fans, I think, you know, it's pretty clear most people would have said,
yeah,
it's team meeting time. They did it. And you know what, John? They showed coming out of that. They showed fight. They showed
showed belief. This team knows that even though they were playing poorly, that is the bottom. That's the nadir.
Well, it better be. I mean, here's the thing. Look, all of the Phillies thing on the table, we're going to go Eagles in a moment with you, but 215-592-9494 to react to the game, whether you watched it on TV or here on WIP or if you're at the game and experienced the Grand Slam and the terrific comeback, we want to hear from you. I'll just say this. The Slam, as great as it was, and it was phenomenal. Obviously, you just heard it there. It was far from the only thing. I mean, this was a game where the Phillies had gotten down 3-0 right away. I will say I, watching that in the moment, did not feel the game was over at 3-0 the way the prior night I felt like it was over at 2-0 in the first inning. I just didn't. I just didn't. Now, for whatever, I don't quite know why, but that's how I felt. And they chip away, so 3-0 becomes 3-1, becomes 3-2. You know, you get guys on base. I mean, the only way you get a grand slam in the Kyle Schwarber home run is three guys are on base. You get three guys on base there. After that, obviously, later in the game, you're tacking on runs, courtesy of, you know, the Boehm hit and the JT hit. And by the way, after the first inning, and obviously it was not great pitching last night, starting pitching-wise, after that, the rest of the game, 8 innings, you did well.
Bullpen was solid.
Bullpen did really well. So, all right, so the whole Phillies thing on the table, obviously one of the more exciting, gutsy, and we hope launching wins for this baseball team.
Necessary wins this season.
Well, that too. That too. A slump buster, if you will. All right, 2-1. But look, I'm not going to tell you they're out of the woods. I'm not going to tell you Bryson Stott's going to start hitting 300. I'm not going to tell you that, okay? I'm not going to do that. But what I will say is this. It was a great moment. It was a great game. Let's enjoy it, and let's hope it's a launching pad. 215-592-9494 for your thoughts on the Phils. All right, John, let's go Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They got a game tonight, so there's an awful lot to put on the table. Obviously, primarily under the umbrella of, what do you want to see tonight from the Eagles? Who are you keying in on tonight from the Eagles? And let's just start, John, as typically as the case when they're about to play a preseason game, is it to be or not to be? Is that what Shakespeare said, Seltzer?
Correct, yes.
Right, that is not the question.
All right, that is not the question when the Eagles play a preseason game. The main question when the Eagles play a preseason game is to play the starting quarterback or to not play the starting quarterback. John Ritchie, that is the first question. What is your answer?
I want to see Jalen in the starting offense for a drive or two. So, yes, to play the starting quarterback, it's an absolute for me at this point. There are three preseason games this preseason. We've had one.
Yeah.
This is number two. You think they're going to play in the last one right before the season? Like, it feels like this is the do or die. The way that they approached practice when they were tackling against the New England Patriots, they were doing the thud tempo stuff. And at the end, where we're customarily seeing a scrimmage situation where they're taking everyone except quarterbacks to the ground, they didn't do that. It was more of a 7-on-7 type feel, which makes me think they had in advance communicated, okay, we're going to have our starters go out there and play real football.
Yeah.
On Thursday night.
I want to ask you, better happen
or I will be so disappointed.
That's interesting. So, okay, I want to ask you a question about your conviction here in a moment, but let me frame it this way. So here's where I'm at on playing Hurts tonight or not. From an entertainment standpoint, as an Eagles fan, of course I want them to play Jalen Hurts. It'll make the game more entertaining, okay? Sure, 1,000%, no question. From a what is best for the Philadelphia Eagles in the 2024 standpoint, which is ultimately what the coaching staff should view this thing through the prism of, I can tell you I'm totally oblivious.
I agree.
You are
totally oblivious.
Well, no, I've gotten to the point where I think it like just doesn't matter. I mean, I used to fight the fight. I used to say, you got to play the starters and I got to see the quarterback. I don't know that you do. John, do you really feel conviction in believing that it actually makes a difference for the coming season?
Yeah.
You really feel?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Convicted there?
I feel conviction. I don't feel convicted.
Well, conviction, whatever. you are an annoying guy. But you really believe it? All right.
It matters. It absolutely matters. Look, we got a new offensive coordinator. We got a new guy sitting up there, in the booth. Or I'm not sure exactly how he prefers to do it. Yep. I'm expecting Kellen Moore is going to be in the booth communicating things to coaches on the sideline. They have to work out that whole system. I'd like to see that done with the starters. That matters with those guys out there listening and communicating. I want to see a 95% new language applied on the field when guys are really tackling and it's as close to game situation as possible. Yeah, just one or two drives.
Well, so,
the way that we used to do it. The way that the rest of the NFL.
John,
hey, by the way.
You used to do it in the third into the third quarter you used to do it.
The third game.
I remember.
The third game of the preseason we would play into the second half. Yeah. The starters would. And the game before that we would play into the second quarter. The first preseason game we'd play 10, 15 snaps. That's all I'd expect from these starters. If Jalen's going to be out there, I want him protected by the starting offensive line.
Well, that's
I want
sure.
him out there with Saquon, to protect him as well. So let's get those guys some reps with AJ, with Devontae, with Dallas Goedert.
All right, so...
And everything will be fine. Everything will be good.
All right, so I'm curious where everyone stands. It's the year 2024. Are you of the mindset that, you got to play the starting quarterback and obviously the starters... Or you just understand that the coaching staff doesn't. By the way, the Vikings already lost their quarterback, the Michigan
kid. J.J. McCarthy, yeah.
Michigan kid's out for the year. So he got injured, and he's out for the year. So
do we know it's for the year?
Yeah, they announced it.
Yeah,
they say yesterday's out for the year, which is a shame for him and them.
Okay, well, that is the way football
and,
goes.
And he got hurt in a preseason game. So I'm just, all right. But one other thing.
And that can happen in practice. That can happen in the parking lot.
But it's more likely to happen in a football game than
Joe
in the parking lot. Seltzer, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
You're more likely to get injured in a football game than in the, what did John say, the parking lot.
Without a doubt. Yes.
Right. Joe Burrow.
A fair statement.
Joe Burrow has played this preseason.
I know.
Patrick Mahomes has played this preseason. Jordan Love, the quarterback we're playing against in week one, has played this preseason. And he's been successful. And he's looked good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.